Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a new program starting up having to do with walking called Walk and Talk.
Yes, and it's a variation of the Walk Across Texas that we've done in Hunt County for many years. But this is more of a hands-on, whereas Walk Across Texas you can do on your own. You don't actually have to ever really have a physical meet with anyone, whereas Walk and Talk is we're going to meet every Friday in September and October starting on September 7th. And we're going to meet at 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be roughly for about an hour. We're going to do some light introductory exercises to get your body used. For those, you know, depending on anyone with any type of exercise level or activity level is more than welcome to come. It's a free event. Every Friday we're going to be meeting. And so we'll do a little bit of exercises. And then also we'll do some nutritional and just informational sessions at the end. So we'll kind of be doing a little bit of both.
You're going to actually walk?
We are going to walk.
Yeah.
Yes. So for those people that are just new to getting back into a routine or haven't ever really done a routine, we're going to be in downtown. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the Outdoor Learning Center that the Master Gardeners have right there, kind of off of the square.
Yeah, beautiful place.
We'll be
place.
Meeting there. And there's lots of the streets downtown. Once you start walking downtown, it's amazing that you see all the things that you didn't really realize were down there.
Isn't that so?
Yes. And so our office always loves to get out and walk so many times during the day. And so that's actually how this kind of came up. Is that this would be good for anyone to do. And just kind of get you out early in the morning and meeting once a week. Hopefully it'll help individuals that are wanting to start an exercise routine throughout the week. Kind of build up to something, whether they're Fridays.
Get into a routine.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's, and your office is on Washington Street.
Yes.
On kind of on the south side of what we call the Market Square.
Yes. We're right down there next to it.
Right. Okay. So that's starting Friday, September 7th. And you say it goes through October?
We're going to do it for 8 weeks. And so we'll start on the first Friday in September and we'll end on the last Friday in October.
I see. So
and you know, I ask that people wear nice tennis shoes. They can bring a bottle of water, maybe a towel. I don't think we'll be doing anything too strenuous, but those first few weeks it may get a little muggy.
Right.
Still.
Right. It'll be warm in October for sure.
And people are more than welcome to call the office if they'd like to register. But we also have a registration link on our website and if you can just go to hunt.agriloft.org and you can register from that website.
Okay. You're still going to do Walk Across Texas?
Yes.
That's more of a springtime thing.
Well, and that's usually when I do the Hunt County Challenge. And the interesting thing about Walk Across Texas is that anyone can do it at any time. But we usually do, we have a lot of people that join in the fall on their own, but then we do a countywide challenge in the spring. Yes.
I see. All right. We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. Here are some quotations about walking I looked up.
Okay.
Right. Walking is the best possible exercise. Habituate yourself to walk very far. Thomas Jefferson. And walking is man's best medicine. This was from Hippocrates, the ancient Greek physician.
This goes back way, a long time. People know that walking was healthy for you.
Yes, right. And I love this. This is from Stephen Wright, the comedian you may or may not be familiar with. Everywhere is within walking distance if you have the time.
Exactly. Well, you know, the great thing about walking is that you don't have to have any equipment. You know, everything that you need for this is right. You have it. And so even if you're not used to walking much, you can get in, you acclimate yourself pretty quickly.
Yeah. How fast do you need to walk?
There are different things on that. I've read lots of different ideas on that. The main thing is just keeping yourself moving. But you know, because the American Heart Association recommends around 10,000 steps a day to have a healthy heart.
Uh-huh.
10,000 steps, whether you do it in 2 hours or 10 hours, is still the same. And if you kind of sit down and think about it, if you are moving constantly throughout the day, it keeps your body in function. It keeps
everything
moving properly.
We're getting more conscious of that.
With
the
yes.
whole thing with the standing desk now, it's not necessarily walking,
yes.
but you're up.
Right.
And the idea of not staying seated for hours at a time, get up and move around, we're much more aware of that.
Correct.
I think.
And you know, you don't realize how much you're sitting, especially those of us that have desk jobs. You really don't realize how much you're sitting until you're actually telling yourself. And then, you know, all the activity devices now, like some of them, I know some of them will like give you a little bump when you've got 10 minutes left in the hour and you haven't taken a certain amount of steps.
Oh.
And so they kind of remind you, hey, get up. It's time to kind of do some movement.
That's a great idea. And so that sitting for long periods of time, not good. And we worry about how fast do you walk, but any walking is better than no walking. Right.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a a low impact exercise, you don't necessarily have to really exert a whole lot of energy just to get your body moving.
Some areas have better places to walk. There are better places to walk than other places, depending on the neighborhood that you live. I know the Northeast Texas Trail goes through Wolf City.
Yes, that would be one that I might take some thing to protect myself on. You never know what you're going to run into when you get off the
out in the wild. But I think it's fairly tame. And also, it's up in Ladonia.
Yes, it goes for a pretty long ways.
Yeah, but if you, it goes all across the north part of Texas. But if, you know, if you like to be out in the more rugged area, and that's all that rugged, but out in the country more so, that's a great place.
Then also, the university here, a few years ago, they put out a map that had different lengths that you could walk. You know, and the university is really well lit. There's always security around, and the walking areas are nice. Like, you have nice pavement to walk on. It's very even. And so that's that. I'll actually try to find that map and see if I can link it back to my blog.
All right. So Walk and Talk starts Friday, September 7th at 8:30 a.m.
That's correct.
At the AgriLife office in downtown Greenville. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.